Go ahead.
Okay, I make you host, right? Mona?
I got it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I make you host.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so good afternoon, ladies. It's good for us to be here. On Tuesday, we did mandate to the salt the earth. And let me see if I could do a nutshell for those persons who were not here. I'm not sure how many persons have the book. However, we're going to make the best use of it. You may not get it as the persons on Tuesday get it, but I will quickly run through a summary of it so that you can get the gist of it, because, and then we can sort of move on. But let me make some announcement first. Now, this is the 14th chapter. You have chapter 15 next week with Pastor John. So I'm encouraging you guys to be on. That would be the chapter that says, Arise, O Watchmen, and it should be an interesting time for all of us. I would try to, I'll try to zoom in, not Tuesday, or perhaps maybe I could zoom in Tuesday. I'll see how that works out with the chapter that I'm part of. And so Pastor John would be on Tuesday and should be on Thursday. After Thursday, we are going to take a break, because in September, it would be our conference, Caribbean conference. So we are going to take a break. And then after the conference in October, then we would resume. You would be given notice as to the date when we resume and what we are going to do. Most likely we'll move to the training manual, volume one. There would be what you call a survey. That should be, I think the link was sent out. So you have to look to see if you see the link. And I don't know if it would be in this chat. If it's not, I would have to ask Ashley to, send it out again. She would come on a Tuesday and send it out. She sent it out in, I think, as a document. Or what happened, those of you who are on Tuesday, if you know persons who are on the classes, you can pass it on to them to make it easy. So you're going to answer the questions, and it will tell you, when you say submit, it will go back to one of the lecturers who would analyze it, and then we would see how the classes are going and who would teach what. So come October, we'll be back in business again. So take the little rest. And what you can do is revise, because we never stop learning. We revise and go over, we reinforce whatever is being taught so that it helps us to remember. I heard Sabrina praying, and she's praying about every topic of the mandate, and there are 15 topics. So we know I usually have to go over and revise, and my book has highlight and markers in the page. You know, you have to go over the mandate, and we need to know exactly as soldiers how we are to fight, the tools that we have for each battle. Some battles require different ammunition, and we need to know what, and that's why it's so important. Fortune, welcome. How it is so important that we study the word. And Tuesday we spoke about the salt of the earth. The main chapter book was Matthew 5:13-16, the salt of the earth. And we said that the salt is a very important commodity. We learn also Tuesday some of the things we can do with salt. We use it to preserve meat. We spoke about the fish and the pork that was being salted, because a long, long time ago, where people didn't have fridge and electricity, they had to preserve the meat and they used salt. So salt is important. Salt was used as a mean of exchange, or in other words, we say barter. So salt is given and something else was given. Globally, we know it is used for seasoning. Salt, we know it preserves, but it can also corrode. If you live near to the sea, what happened to your galvanized? It will start to rust. That is from what we call a sea blast. So it erodes metals. If you have a metal gate and you see start rusting, you know somewhere along the line the sea blast is reaching your house. So God, it calls us. So there are times when we, as battle axes, as wailing women, as warriors, as soldiers in the army, when we are watching our tower, we know that there are times when we have to preserve. There are times when we have to be quiet. There are times when we have to corrode. We have to corrode. We have to get rid of. We have to demolish the work of the enemy. So we are a team of women worldwide who is supposed to have a clear mandate to salt and season the earth. To salt and season the earth. We do not want to lose our seasoning agent or favor. So we are supposed to rise up as women. We are to be at ease, and we are to hear the voice. We are not supposed to be careless. We are supposed to give our ears unto speech. We shall not allow the enemy to overcome us. We are to pour out our spirit. We are supposed to bear fruit. We are supposed to be fruitful. We are supposed to be counted in the forest. Now, we also said that by our prayers of intercession and good works, we are meant to shine as light. So we are supposed to be salt, and we are supposed to be light. We are supposed to make the place where we live a better place, comfortable. We are supposed to pray. We are supposed to be in constant battle, not physical war, but we are supposed to be in a spiritual warfare, and we are supposed to stand our ground. The word of God says he had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of our sound mind. So we are supposed to be on our alert. Now, God wants us to have a clean hands and a pure heart. We are supposed to allow him to purge our heart and make us woman at spice. Now, what could I say? Okay. Now, this concept here, when it says, are you ready to join the spice company? Now, remember, Tuesday I was saying things like cinnamon is spice, right? Now, it came back here. What happened here, though? What happened here? Oh, okay. Sorry, something went wrong with my computer. We show where there were women who went to the tomb of Jesus. And we also mentioned that woman has the tendency to be very brave. They followed Jesus, let me see if I could commit to say all the way. There's a song that says, all the way my Savior leads me. They followed him up to the cross. It seems as though they were not afraid. They did not hide like the other disciples who hid, and even Peter who denied him by a little girl saying, he's one of them. So they decided, because Joseph allowed Jesus to be, I won't say buried, to be rest in his tomb. So he was put in the tomb, a stone was rolled to the mouth of the tomb. But the ladies, they were determined. They went, Mary Magdalene and the other woman, Joanna, they went and they make all the spice. They put all the spice things together. They put, maybe I think they would put things like cinnamon, you know, bay leaf, you name them. Name the different spice that you can have. And they did like ointments, and they recognized, look, all Friday after they went home, because Saturday, the next day was the Sabbath, they were supposed to rest, and then Sunday morning early, they made their way to the tomb. These women, they were women of strength. They were women of courage. And our Lord and Maker wants us to enlist like these women into the spice company, according to Matthew 28:1. And I hope those who were not here on Tuesday, the first reading was Matthew 5:13-16. We had Isaiah 32:9, 12, 15, 16. I hope I'm not saying it too fast. Am I?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let me go over slowly. We had Matthew 13. Sorry. I need to get my brain in order. Matthew 5:13-16. Isaiah 32. Verse 9, 12, 15, and 16. The next was Luke 23:55-56. Luke 24:10. Anybody lost? Okay. And then we have Matthew 28:1. So, as I was saying, the Lord wants us to be in company of the women who were closely with Jesus when he was on earth. They were brave. They were strong. They were careful and they were focused. They were focused as they follow him. As wailing women worldwide, we need to be focus. We need to focus on the things of God. He has called us specifically to wail, to mourn, to lament, as in Jeremiah 9:17-21. The woman looked after his disciples and were concerned about his welfare. So they were concerned about the welfare of Jesus. And an example was given when Jesus would visit Lazarus and Mary and Martha home. Martha would be in the kitchen cooking. Mary would be at his feet. She would learn, and she would learn, wants to learn as much as possible. So it is saying to us, as the word says, there's a time and season for everything. There's a time when we have to dwell in the secret place, according to Psalms 91. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And when we dwell in there and abide with him, he would abide with us. And Mary, she learned as much as possible from him. But Martha was make sure that his physical being was taken care of. She fed him. So they make sure that even the disciples had something to eat. They took care of the details about housekeeping, and they were loyal to him even in death. Not even death could hold them back, because we see here that they identify with him even in the moment of shame as he hung on the cross and followed the crowd to the grave or to the tomb. They saw where they bury him. So they went to prepare the spice, the perfume for his body. They were concerned that the body would not decay and began to smell. They didn't want him to smell. They loved the Lord. And the words say, we must love the Lord, thy God, with all our hearts, with all everything that we have, all that we have. All that matters is Jesus. So they didn't bother to worry about spending their time, their money, and their effort to blend the spice. Remember when Mary anointed Jesus with the expensive perfume, and I think Jesus was a bit upset about it, because he think that could have been sold and get the money to do something, to do whatever. But they didn't concern about that. They make sure they use the money wisely to get all the spice that was necessary for his body. They were first to find out that he was resurrected. The woman. So you see how important we are. Never make anybody belittle you as a woman. We are important in the army of the Lord. We are to stand up and we are to fight. We are to take our place and we are to use our hands and our fingers to fight diligently for the Lord. One of them perfumed his body, we said before death. And the reading for that is John 12, 3 to 8. St. John chapter 12, 3 to 8. So they were driven by deep love. There's a song by George Mattheson that says, "Oh, love that will not let me go." And if we read the history why he had to sing that song, it will draw us closer to God. When the arm of flesh fail us, the Bible says, even though we can't trust our own, we can put our trust and confidence in God, because his deep love, as his children, the love that he has for us will drive us to also love, and compels us with the vision that is set before us. So even though they had that strong love for the master, they also had a love for him as an individual. So love, they love his work. They love his house. And they had a love for the brethren. The women were the ones who had to tell the news to the men that Jesus is risen. We have a news to tell. We have a news to tell, the gospel to men and women, boys and girls, the widows and the orphans, that Jesus Christ died for them, and he loves them with an everlasting love, a love that will never let them go, a love that is strong, and we can embrace it and have nothing to worry about. So these women, the company of spice ladies, these women were loyal, committed, and they persevere. What are our decision? What do we want to do? What do we do when we find ourselves in the wilderness? What do we do when we are broken? What do we do when God calls us to do something that we of ourselves don't understand. What do we do? Do we stop or do we determine to persevere, to go on, to be determined, to be consistent in whatever we are doing? Are we willing to be steadfast, to be focused on our mission as the Spice Ladies did? They remain steadfast. They remain unmovable. The only problem they had, seemed to have, is that they were thinking about the stones being rolled away. They were determined not to be distracted. They were not going to be distracted by anything around them. Sometimes we get distracted. Circumstances lead us to wonder. But is that what God wants? When we think about these women, we should have the determination, because they were women like us. They were superwomen. They were ordinary women like us who decided to follow Jesus. So no darkness, no obstacle, because I guess they went in the wee hours of the morning when it was not clear and based on their time. But they were determined to go. They did not allow situation to stare them in their face and they say, I'm not going anymore. What do we do when we're going through difficult times? What do we do when we know the stone is there to be rolled away? And we say, oh, where are the men? It is us God calls. So we are not supposed to worry about the stone. God has already, he rolled the stones away. And if he rolled the stones away for them, he can roll the stones away for us, because they were so determined and committed. So even though they thought about the big stones that the Romans authority had wedged there at the mouth of the grave, they recognized with thanksgiving the Lord God Almighty has quickly solved that problem. He sent the angels to roll the stones away. Angels are God ministers. They minister unto us. But there's a song, holy angels cannot sing. They roll away the stone, but they can't sing the song of salvation that we have. They can't sing the amazing grace. How sweet the song. So according to Matthew 28:2, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and come and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. So they waited there. Like this woman, the Lord desired that resolve in our hearts to go with him all the way, not part the way. Don't mind the circumstances and the situation and the obstacles. Don't allow fear to grip our hearts. It says here, our hands must not be paralyzed. Don't make the enemy tell you your hands can't be used. That's not true. He wants us to set our faces like flint and to cry out to him for help, even when we have to walk through the dark tunnels of persecution and trials, to go to the place where his spirit leads us. He will help us in every circumstances if only we will spend time to build a solid relationship with him. How do we build a solid relationship with God? Dwell in the secret place. As wailing woman, you would hear consistently Jeremiah 9:17-21 called a wailing woman. You will hear Psalms 51, We always have to go to God to ask him to create in us clean heart, purge us out, clean us up, forgive us. And then we'll hear Psalms 91. We must dwell, find time to dwell in his secret place. Call upon him. I'm sure God usually feels good when his daughters cry out to him, even when they're cooking the food, when they're driving, whatever they're doing, and they call upon him, he will answer. So let us refuse to be distracted and move on with strength. We need to go from one level to the next, from one glory, from glory to glory. And let me remind us, when we are in God, we are like in a classroom. We learn. When learning takes place, it changes our attitude and our behavior. So the more we read God's word, not only reading it, but applying it to our lives, what tripped us up last week should not trip us up this week. So we move on from one level to the next. We are to discard the ashes of the things that he has burned in our life. Let's move from what God has taken from us. Don't take them up anymore. We are to jump out of the pit of despair and ask him to reach down and touch us. He knows our frame. He knows our limitation. He knows that we are but dust, but he is willing to help us. And in January 2011, there was a prophecy that says, as the mamas were waiting in God's presence, he said to them, I am making you women with spices, for you will preserve some men. So we are here to preserve the men. He said, the women are the helpmate. So as we go on, we need to remember that. Remember that we are in a company of women with spice. So we have the different spices. But remember the main thing is that we are the salt of the earth to preserve. The world need us. The world need women who would spice up the world. Women who would light up the world. Women who would not be distracted. Come what may, we will not be distracted. But whatever we're seeking for, whatever we're looking for, God is going to give it to us. We want women who will not allow adverse condition of darkness, fear, or contrary circumstances to deter us. And I said some Tuesday, we are to watch each other's back. Help, we are supposed to be there for each other. As children of God, he says we are to love him with everything that we have, and we must love our neighbors as ourselves. I think there's also a verse that talks about even unto the household of faith, we are to look out especially for those who are believers. If you see a sister, or let me say a brother, because we also have, we have Wailing Women Worldwide, we have Men Aglow, we have Wailing Daughters and Sons, we have Singles, we have Orphans, and we have Widows. And God's heart is very touched, especially for the widows and the orphans. In the word, we'll see where he tells them to take care of these widows and the orphans. So if we have orphans among us, we have to take care of them. We need to look out for them. The widows, we also need, and sometimes we forget the widowers, the men who lost their wives. We need to look out for the people around us. And it says, just as the prevailing circumstances could not stop the woman who went to the tomb, nothing can stop us. Before we get to where we are going, God will send his angel to minister and roll the stones away, roll the circumstances away. This morning I thought about Jacob. Jacob was a strong, brave man. Despite his character, he wrestled with an angel. We are to be strong. We are to be, and I want to read just for the ladies who are not here. Let me get my book. Words from the Father's heart. I'm doing it. Ladies who were here before, I'm just doing it for those who are absent. I'm going back to what I have planned. What is our time? Oh, still have some time. Okay. Woman with spices. I have made you woman with spices. I will use you to spice the church. It is not every woman who can produce spices. There's a company of women who have spices in them to season the world. So it's the different spices, Sabrina, along with the salt. I use them to spice things up. The company of women who walk with Jesus, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, Salome, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Bethany, the one who perfumed him for preservation. Though these had spices, these women had the foresight that men did not have. According to Luke 23:55-56, they preserved him from decay. There are men who will be preserved. I need a company of women with foresight, women with spices. I've made you the company of women with spices. As the woman who went to the grave were not distracted, you must not be distracted. They knew what they were seeking for. They knew who they were looking for. They did not allow the circumstances of the time, such as fear or darkness, to stop them. The prevailing circumstances could not stop them, according to Luke 24:1-11. In like manner, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop us. Before you can get to the place of the stone limitation, it will be rolled away. Be focused, be steadfast, be courageous. Do not look for anyone to roll away the stone, for the stone you are afraid of will be rolled away before you get there. Go with this drive. Go with this focus. Go with the Lord. And I wrote in that, take all of me, so that I can have an intimacy fellowship or relationship with him. So the stones will be rolled away. That is this book. It's words from the Father's Heart, volume 7. Okay? Now, what I had planned for today, and I have something written here. It says, the salt of the earth must be available, sensitive, obedient, useful, and relevant. And I know there are those persons who like to write.
Can I ask a question, please, Laverne?
Yes, there.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I didn't want to go too far before I asked it. Early in the presentation, you mentioned about, you were talking about Jesus' burial, but you said you wouldn't say burial, but he rested there. Could you say why?
No, because remember, okay, my idea of burial is that you go 6 feet and the dirt, they cover you with soil, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' case, they didn't cover him with any soil. They put him in a, if you go back to the Jewish custom, you'll see is that the rock was being cut out.
Mm-hmm.
They call what they call it a tomb, right? Mm-hmm. So what they did was just rest him in there on he was rest on what you call cloth. So if you go and study the Jewish culture and you recognize, even now you'll hear people say they go into the tomb of Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't bury them with sand, per se. That's why I use that word.
Okay, I understand.
It is to bring your, what I do is bring your imagination to rest that it's not Saul that's thrown him.
I understand. Thank you.
Like how we do it. Okay. I think I still have the teacher thing in me. So the salt of the earth must be available. It must be sensitive. It must be obedience. It must be useful and relevant. We are not supposed to lose our saltiness. Now, what I did today, I went through and I was searching to find some scriptures that deals with salt. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 persons here with myself. Welcome, Miss Saunders. It's good having you. I'm sure that Sabrina would be able to share what we did. This chapter 14, a mandate to the salt of the earth. So I'm going to call the verses that I have dealing with salt, and each person is going to read one. We have enough, I should think, for each person to read one, and then we'll spend the rest of the few minutes. If there's any question, any discussion, anything you would like to say. Because remember, you're not going to see me until, I don't know if it would be October or November. All right? And as I said, if persons want to get in touch with me, and Sharon, I didn't realize I have a number for you. Sharon. I have it as Sharon, Jamaica.
Okay.
So, any questions? And I remember I said we're supposed to reach out to each other. If my mind run on somebody, I prefer them, or if I have a number, I call them. So the first, Jocelyn, I'm going to start with you. Have your Bibles near to you. You're going to read Colossians 4:6. Galaxy Prime, I'm not sure who the person, the name.
Jean? Yes.
Okay, there. You're going to read Leviticus 2 and verse 13. Teresa, you're going to read Mark 9:49-50. Fortune, you're going to read Ezekiel 16:4. Brenda Lee, you're going to read Luke 14:34-35. Mona, you're going to read 2 Kings 2:21. Sabrina, you are going to read for me 2 Samuel 8:13.
Could you repeat that again? 2 Samuel
8:13.
Thank you.
Empress Cherry, you're going to read 2 Chronicles 13:5. Sharon, you're going to read Ezekiel 43:24. Who I have next? Lavon, almost like Laverne. You are going to read Numbers 34:12. Jim, you are going to read Job 6:6. And I will also give you Joshua 15:2. Sabrina, you will also read James 3:12. And Mona, you will read Zephaniah 2:9. So some people have two verses. All right, so I'm starting from Jocelyn. So when you hear Jocelyn read, then after Jocelyn would be Jean. Oh, sorry. Kenya, you're here. Sorry. So I said, Mona, you would read Zephaniah. So Mona, I'll move that to give it to Kenya Saunders. She will read Zephaniah 2:9. I want every person to participate. So let us read.
Excuse me, please. Mark, what? Mark?
Yes. Mark 9:49-50.
Thank you.
Welcome. So let's have Jocelyn read it first.
Okay. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man.
Amen.
Did George, you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you. George? Go ahead, George. You read.
Jean.
Oh, yes, Jean, sorry.
At every obligation of thy meat offering shall thou season with salt. Neither shall thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thy offering thou shalt offer salt.
Great. Mark 9, Teresa.
For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with fire, shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will ye season? Have salt in yourself, and have peace one with another.
Okay. Next. Ezekiel. Who's reading Ezekiel 16:4? Fortune. Okay, Fortune seemed not to be there. Kenya, could you read that Ezekiel 16:4 for us in the meantime, please? You're like she's not there. Anybody else find it?
Ezekiel 16.
No, I'm here. I was asking you, Ezekiel, what
Ezekiel
chapter?
16:4. Your mic
16.
Was. Yes, 16.
Okay, all right. All right, 16:4.
Yes.
As we are, 16:4.
Mm-hmm.
As for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed in water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling cloth.
Okay. Yes. Who is Luke 14:32-35? Brenda Lee?
Luke 14:34-35. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherein should it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor ye for the dunghill, but man cast it out. He that has ear to hear, let him hear.
Amen. 2 Samuel 8.
2 Samuel 8:13. David won renown. When he returned, he slew 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
Okay. Who is next? Did I call 2 Kings 2:21?
2 Kings 2:21. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water from it. There shall be no more death or barrenness."
Okay. Next. Sherry?
Yes, please.
You're next, right?
Yes. Ought ye not to know? This is from 2 Chronicles 13:5. Uh-huh. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over to Israel, to David, forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt? That's it.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Next, Ezekiel 43:24.
Ezekiel 43:24 says, "And you shall bring them near before the Lord, and the priests shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering to the Lord."
Amen. Job 6:6.
Numbers.
Numbers 4:12,
LeBron.
Okay, Numbers 34:12. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. "The border shall go down along the Jordan, and it shall end at the salt sea. This shall be your land with its surrounding boundaries."
Okay, good. Who have Job 6:6?
I do.
Okay, Jam.
All right, Job 6:6.
Yeah.
Hold on, please. Right. From the New King James Version. "Can flavorless food be eaten without salt? Or yes. Is there any taste in the white of an egg?" And then I have Joshua 15:2.
Mm-hmm.
"And their southern border began at the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that faces southward."
Okay. Who have James 3:12?
I do.
Okay.
"Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine figs? Neither can a salt spring furnish fresh water."
Zephaniah 2:9. Saunders.
"Therefore, as I live, says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, overrun with reed and salt pits, and perpetual desolation, and residue of my people shall plunder them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them."
Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks to everyone, and we see where salt is so significant, we noticed. And there were no... Yes, there.
I missed the verse that was read earlier by, I think, Brenda Lee in Luke.
We have Luke 14:34-35.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope each of us would have written down the different verses. And Kenya, I know you missed most of what we said. Do you have a mandate, the book?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
So what you missed Zephaniah. What was Zephaniah chapter and what?
2:9.
Zephaniah 2:9. 2:9.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So we see here where salt is important. If you observe, salt has a lot of benefits. And if we use the benefits of the salt, how important we learn. One of the things I learned on Tuesday, and I won't forget, is we can use the salt with warm water if we have a tooth infection. And we know also we can use it if we have a sore throat. We can use it, and that's one of the things I can't remember anybody said. If you have sore feet, if your feet are tired and they're sore, some people, they walk in the shoes all day and their feet start paining, use some salt in warm water and relax the feet. Put the feet in there and relax. You can even use the salt, even scrub around the feet when you shower. And a lot of people, what people, a lot of people use is what you call Epsom salts. The Epsom salt also have a lot of benefit in it, in even soak our body. Those of us who have tubs, we can soak our body, we can relax. Salt is important for the physical, and it is so important for us to maintain our saltiness for the spiritual. All right, so we can ask for any discussion for June. Any, you are supposed to read. I don't know what's happening with your mic. Any discussion, any question? Anything anybody want to say to encourage each other?
Can I go back, Laverne, can I go back to your previous, when you were going, talking about angels, can I go back there? Mm-hmm. Can I go back? Yes, I know we're talking about salt, but can I go back to the angels?
Yes, Mona. Mona, take off the
recording. So that, okay. Take off. Yes, okay. What I was saying, you were talking about salt. No.
Mona?
Yes, are you hearing me?
Stop the recording.
Oh.
It's still on though.